That's the intro. That was written after the fact. Everything else was written actually right on site during the time that I was there. I had a wonderful editor who picked this book up, I guess, 6 months after I had transcribed it from the written notebooks and read it through and said, you know, Kiranada, there's possibilities for this beyond just your family and your Buddhist friends. If you'd go through it and do some rewrites, explain some of your Buddhist terms. And she said, I think that it has a wider group that would be interested. So that I spent almost 18 months putting that together to do it. And likewise, I went ahead and self-published it, which was a smart thing because so many books, it takes between 6 months to 17 months to get it published after it is polished and finished, I've been told. And so it might still not have come out yet. And guess what? I'm leaving again. So. Do you have a quick question from someone? Some burning thing? Yes.
Can you just share with us your thoughts about the need for the human spirit to want to talk, to want to communicate? And what were you thinking about as you endeavored on this? And after 12 months, did you walk away with any thoughts about how we can live our lives better without a year of silence, but maybe a lot more silence than we currently have?
Well, that's what this whole hour is going to be. Let me know at the end if you learned anything for sure about it, because that's very much how I hope to share. Yes, we are talking beings for sure, but if there's no one there to talk to, you don't talk. You know, if you don't have companions, many people do silent retreats, even with groups of people, but they keep silence. When you do that, you throw yourself back inward. You become much more aware of what's around you, aware of your inner workings. I know when I was on my ordination retreat, they said, and all of you are going to start writing poetry, so just curb it, you know, we'll just have one wall where you're putting up all your poems. Suddenly, everyone was silent and they're doing poetry. It's amazing. It just, the inside parts just kind of bubble out in some way. We do interact with each other. That's part of being human in many ways. And yet, the chance to pull that plug is extraordinarily beneficial, extraordinary. It's luscious to be able to stop and to listen for a change and listen to the silence. I'm a good gregarious talker, as you might have guessed, and yet I love it. I love it. So a number of us that are sitting here have been sitting in silent meditation for hours, for years, 35, almost 38 years I've been doing it daily. And on this solitary retreat, I did 6 to 8 hours of meditation a day and other things. So, yeah.